who is a true devotee of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Such an important question where each person can look into himself and either find out that is he a true devotee of Allah and his beloved Habib Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or not. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, whoever likes to know whether he has devotion to Allah and his Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he should determine how much he loves the glorious Quran. So to be a true devotee of Allah Azza wa Jal, to be a true devotee of his beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the one who has love for the Holy Quran, the one who acts upon the teaching of the Holy Quran, most importantly, a very important thing, such a thing that each person must look into himself. This is a very important point. Every person must look into himself and ask himself. Remember, ask your heart. Your heart will never lie. Ask your heart, do I know how to recite the Holy Quran properly? Is my tajweed correct? Is my way of recitation correct? Am I following the rules and regulations of reciting the Holy Quran properly? Ask your heart will never lie to you. If your answer is yes, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you and actually gave you permission to recite the divine scripture, the Holy Quran. And if your answer is no, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't think that you are worthless, because Allah Azza wa Jal has still given you the chance. Your breathing is showing you that Allah has given you another chance. Allah is giving you the chance to go to madrasa, to go and learn the glorious Quran recitation properly. Your tajweed is not up to date. Go to a madrasa. Madrasatul Madina is open. If you are an adult, an elder, Madrasatul Madina Balighan is open. Get yourself enrolled in these courses, because life is short. Today we don't know how to recite Quran, for example. Today we don't know how to recite Quran. But Allah gave us the chance now. Enroll yourself to learn the proper pronunciation of the glorious Quran. Now for those people who have already recited the entire Quran, during the month of Ramadan, recite the Holy Quran, but try your best to not just read the translation of the Holy Quran, but also read the tafsir, the commentary of the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, the Holy Quran's translation is available in Urdu, is available in English. Likewise, the commentary, the tafsir, is mentioned, is available in Urdu, is available in English as well. So no person can complain that there is a language barrier. Allah Azza wa Jal has made things very easy for Ummat-e-Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So one should learn the Holy Quran, one should learn the proper rules and regulations of how to recite the Holy Quran, and most importantly, in the month of Ramadan, read, understand what you are reading. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to recite the Holy Quran every day. And may Allah azza wa jal enable us to understand the translation and the tafsir of the Holy Quran. Ameen bijai nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.